You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
The election season is upon us, and as is the unrelenting news cycle, to remind us that there are no quiet days in the increasingly mercurial world of politics. One of the latest events to jolt media watchers is Niti Aayog and the Central Statistics Office's CSO release of the back series of India's gross domestic product GDP data from 2005-2006. This was done using a new methodology which changed the base year to 2011 and 12. But more about that later. The result? The new data released on November 28th downgraded UPA year's GDP growth rates by shaving off the previous estimates by a few percentage points in several years. Hi, this is Jude. On this Money Control podcast, we will try and understand the ramifications of this development.
Editor's pick of the day.
GDP data revision. The basics in a nutshell.
On the surface, as Gaurav Chaudhary reported in Money Control, the report conveys that the Indian economy did not grow at the pace during the UPA regime, as it was earlier made out to be. Claims that this methodology to gauge past GDP growth rates was much better were made by Rajiv Kumar, Vice Chairman of Government's policy think tank Niti Aayog. He said, and we quote, "The new series 2011 and 12 is far more superior and has made more significant methodological improvements." He also added that the government had consulted experts such as member of the Monetary Policy Committee, Chetan Gatte, former chief statistician, TCA Anand, among others. Contentious numbers. At the heart of the controversy caused by the revised numbers was the debunking of a previous estimate that India had clocked double-digit growth of 10.3% in 2010-2011. The new estimate has revised this to 8.5%, and as Money Control reported, the revision has reduced GDP growth rates of 9.3%, 9.3% and 9.8% in 2005-2006, 2006-2007, 2007-2008 respectively to 9.9%, 8.1% and 7.7% respectively. As mentioned in the Money Control report, in 2008-2009, growth declined to 3.9% due to the global financial crisis. However, new estimates show that the growth rate was overestimated and economy actually grew 3.1%. Finance Minister Arun Jaitley also stepped in to defend the revised GDP numbers for UPA era and said CSO was a credible organization. He said, "I don't think any service is being rendered by people who choose to discredit a highly credible organization like the CSO, because its data is based on facts and the revised formulations, which is a continuous exercise, because every time you try and improve upon the formulations to make them more representative of the real state of economy." Unquote. Money Control also cited government officials involved in the compiling of the new data who say that the earlier series did not capture financial services value addition in its entirety. It captured only a few mutual funds, primarily UTI, and its estimates for the non-government, non-banking finance companies as compiled by RBI, apart from banking and insurance activity. CSO said in a release, and we quote, "The methodology for preparing the back series estimates for the years 2004 to 2005 to 2010 to 2011 is largely the same as the methodology followed in the new base 2011 to 2012. In certain cases, owing to the limitations of the availability of data, either splicing method or ratios observed in the estimates in base year 2011-2012 have been applied." Unquote. Chief Statistician Praveen Srivastava was quoted by various news sources that the revision of GDP back series data is a robust one, with the methodology now being comparable to how other countries crunch data. In the new series, the coverage of financial sector has been expanded by including stock brokers, stock exchanges, asset management companies, mutual funds and pension funds, as well as the regulatory bodies, SEBI, PFRDA and IRDA. We quote Money Control. "This probably explains the sharp drop in growth rate to 3.1% in 2009-2010 mirroring a deeper impact of the global financial crisis of 2008 on the Indian economy than previously thought. In January 2015, the CSO had released a new set of national accounts revising the base year from 2004-2005 to 2011-2012. In the new series, the GDP at factor cost was replaced with gross value added GVA at basic prices was adopted as per international standard. Unquote. A credible method? The new method says multiple new sources adopts a gross value added GVA based approach as compared to predominantly volume based calculation. Further, as the piece explains, the base year of the national accounts is the year chosen to enable inter-year comparisons. It is changed periodically to factor in structural changes in the economy. The new series, as we told you before, changes the base to 2011-2012 from 2004 to 2005. We quote again. The base year is important in GDP calculation as factors such as purchasing power and enables calculation of inflation-adjusted growth estimates. Importantly, the new series uses National Sample Survey Organization's 2011-2012 Establishment Survey to calculate trading income compared to the 1999 survey data used in the earlier series. Unquote. The criticism, the recalibration of the previous government's economic report card just before elections has had its share of critics and the opposition. Primarily Congress has accused the government of manipulating the GDP data of previous years for political gain and in a desperate attempt to undermine India's growth story over the last 15 years. Congress chief spokesperson Randeep Surjewala termed the step a classic case where the operation is successful, but the patient is dead. Unquote. Said Ranjit Surjewala, and we quote, Modi government and its puppet Niti Aayog want the people to believe that 2 plus 2 is equal to 8. Such is the gimmickry, jugglery, trickery and chicanery being sold as back series data. Unquote. Calling the new GDP as gimmickry data product, the Congress leader said the economic mismanagement created by demonetization and what he termed as flawed GST and tax terrorism had led to economic anarchy. And this had led to what he called was a malicious and fraudulent jugglery of GDP to hide the enormous body blow caused to India's economy. The real blame, he said, could be attributed to, and we quote, Modinomics plus a pakoda economic vision, unquote, just goes to show how frayed political tempers are at this junction with a general election only a nudge away. Surjewala also alleged that since May 2014, there had been a determined effort to disparage the record of the two UPA governments under Manmohan Singh during 2004-2009 and 2009-2014. Changing the base year from 2004-2005 to 2011-2012 was part of the same strategy, he said. We quote, Congress had demanded that the back series data of GVA and GDP should be calculated and released so that meaningful comparisons can be made. Unquote. He added that the back series data as released by National Statistical Commission NSC in August 2018 is available in public domain and numbers prove that the truth cannot be suppressed. He also claimed that UPA 1 and UPA 2 delivered the highest decadal growth of 8.13% at factor cost since independence, and during this period, 140 million people were lifted out of poverty. Adding also that by the time UPA left office, economic growth had recovered 6.39% at market prices in 2013-2014. The fiscal deficit had been reduced to 4.48% and the current account deficit contained at 1.7%. He was also quoted by multiple sources that the revised new series by the Ministry of Statistics and Niti Aayog had undermined the NSC, National Statistical Commission, the autonomous body for deciding data transparently and in accordance with global standards of calculating GDP as per market price linked methodology. We quote, today the Modi government deceived the country by surreptitiously changing the methodology in order to manipulate GDP data. This is called Excel sheet management, For example, deciding the result first and filling the marks later. The new methodology is GVA-based, which does not take into account tax plus subsidies and consequently is extremely flawed to subserve the myopic interests of the Modi government. Unquote. Senior Congress leader and former Union Finance Minister P. Chidambaram also said that the revised GDP numbers released by the Niti Aayog were a hatchet job and termed it a joke. The Niti Aayog Vice Chairman Rajiv Kumar, though, has stated that the government had no intention to mislead or do something purposefully which did not reflect the reality. Decoding the complexity. For those feeling confounded by the numbers in the controversy, Money Control's Gaurav Chaudhary broke down some of the terms being used in the arguments, and we present that piece partially. What is GDP? Gross Domestic Product. Or GDP represents the total value of all the final goods and services that are produced within a country's borders within a particular time period, typically a year or a quarter. Real and nominal GDP. Nominal GDP is calculated at current prices. Real GDP is GDP adjusted for inflation. What is a base year? The base year of the national accounts is chosen to enable inter-year comparisons. It gives an idea about changes in purchasing power and enables calculation of inflation-adjusted growth estimates. When was the new series launched? A decision to change the GDP calculation method was taken during the UPA 2 years. The NDA government launched the first set of data, giving out levels of GDP and growth rates from 2011 to 2012. What is back series? The back series data serves as a link between the old and new formulae. The back series is aimed at calculating, updating national accounts using the new formula to help allow inter-year comparisons and enable better economic forecasting. Varied perspectives. Vivek Kaul, the author of Easy Money Trilogy, wrote a piece in First Post to address the controversy. And we quote him. The biggest takeaway from this exercise is that the economic growth between 2004-2005 and 2011-2012 and the economic growth between 2011-2012 and 2017-2018 was more or less the same. Between 2004-2005 and 2011-2012, the Indian economy grew at 6.89% per year. Between 2011-2012 and 2017-2018, it grew at 6.87% per year, which means there was barely any difference. For anyone who has lived through these two periods, this just doesn't feel right. Unquote. Another point he makes is that if the Indian economy grew at more or less the same rate between 2004-2005 and 2011-2012 as it did between 2011-2012 and 2017-2018, then it should reflect in other real economic indicators as well. The GDP number is ultimately a theoretical construct, and that being the case, the way it goes should also be reflected in the high-speed real economic indicators like car sales, two-wheeler sales, tractor sales, commercial vehicle sales, non-food credit, corporate tax, personal income tax, and a whole host of other economic indicators. Unquote. He cites multiple indicators to claim that the economic growth between 2004-2005 and 2011-2012 should have been much higher than the economic growth between 2011-2012 and 2017-2018. But as per the new GDP series, this is clearly not the case. He says, given this, the new GDP series does not pass this basic smell test. Unquote. What does make sense in this excessive lending between 2004-2005 and 2011-2012 led to a huge amount of bad loans in the years to come, especially for public sector banks? This, to some extent, has held growth back post-2011-2012, he says. He cites former Reserve Bank of India Governor D. Subbarao, who had written this in his 2016 book, Who Moved My Interest Rate, perhaps foreshadowing this controversy, and we quote, The poor quality of data is compounded by frequent and significant revisions, especially in data relating to output, GDP, and inflation, which are at the heart of monetary policy. Unquote. Vivek also recalls former RBI Governor Y.V. Reddy's quip, "Everywhere around the world, the future is uncertain. In India, even the past is uncertain." Unquote. Another view is that needless controversy could have been avoided if only the Central Statistical Office CSO had not organized a joint press conference with Niti Aayog representatives, especially because the Niti Aayog should have no role in calculating the GDP numbers, as it is the job of CSO. Former Chief Statistician Pranob Sen told PTI, and we quote, "The integrity of CSO has been dented in the eyes of users. We have always had a system that data CSO brings out is completely removed from the political interference. Even the Prime Minister would get to know of the numbers just before they are released. Now to do that alongside Niti Aayog, which is a political institution, like the previous Planning Commission was, is essentially diluting the integrity of the CSO." Unquote. And as Times of India cited Sen, "When a political institution releases national statistical data, it puts in a huge question mark on the credibility of the data and political independence of the statistical agencies." The new calibration was done, says Times of India, after disregarding an August discussion paper by the National Statistical Commission, the autonomous body that helps in collection of data by India's statistical agencies, calculating the back series that put the growth in the UPA years, using the new base year, as much higher than previous figures had shown, breaching even the 10% mark in 2 years. This was hurriedly rejected by the government as being inaccurate.
Editor's pick of the day.
GDP data revision. The basics in a nutshell.
But finally, the proof of the pudding is in the eating, and we will know soon enough if the voters can be swayed one way or the other by mere statistics, or if they will vote for or against the ground reality.
This has been today's Editor's Pick, and you've been listening to Money Control.